Honoured viewers, welcome to Planet Earth, Our Loving Home, where we are presenting the conclusion of a two-part program featuring a number of short films from The Gathering Storm, The Human Cost of Climate Change. This series is comprised of 16 brief films and covers the effects of climate change across Asia and Africa. The Gathering Storm was produced by the United Nations Environment Programme and the Integrated Regional Information Networks, or IREN, a humanitarian news and analysis service of the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs. The work has garnered numerous awards, including being named a winner at the 2009 Bangkok HRA Festival and COS International Film Festival. This week we will show another five chapters from the series, all focusing on Asia. We begin with Melting Glaciers.
Himalaya is home to most of the world's highest peaks, but it's also on the front line of the fight against climate change. Rivers that start in these mountains provide more than a quarter of the world's population with its water, and the source of that water is running dry. Dawa Sherpa is a world-class mountaineer who's climbed Everest twice and seen the signs of climate change firsthand.
Kumbhila here is a mountain, it's almost 6,000 meters, 5,800. And in my father's time, when he was younger, they used to have a glacier up there, and that's where the fresh water used to come from. The ice would melt, and it would come down these little streams here, as you can see. But now, there is no glacier, so the ice isn't melting. Now, our village is suffering chronic water shortages.
Still only 24 years old, Dawa Sherpa has already won many plaudits and awards for his environmental work, and right now he's working on a plan to solve the water crisis in his village.
Oh, hi.
Okay, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Together with fellow residents of Kumjung, Dawa hopes to build a gravity-fed water system that will pipe water from the nearest lake 5 kilometers away. But until they can raise the money, they depend on snowfall to keep the taps running. A centuries-old way of life is under threat.
When
I was young, we had normally 1 meter of 1 meter height of the snow is very normal. But now, if we got 6 inches snow, then that is big snow.
There are many thousands more villages like this across the Himalayas, all of them now facing an uncertain future.
In our Buddhism mantra, it says it's like a heaven here, all around mountain here, and very clean environment place here. So if we live here, then where we go? So we have to pray God not to move, please.
In a quiet forest in a corner of eastern Cambodia, Buddhist monks pray for peace. Forests have always played a crucial role in the imagination of Buddhists worldwide. It was, after all, beneath a tree that the Buddha himself achieved enlightenment. But there's something special about this forest. The Prey Kokhi Forest was heavily bombed during the Vietnam War, And even now, the forest is full of ponds formed by bomb craters. And those trees that were left standing by the B-52s were then cleared by the loggers. But over the last 15 years, Pray Koki has been reborn, and it's largely thanks to this man, the venerable Niam Kum Deng. As a local monk in need of a forest to meditate in, he formed a group called Santi Sena, or the Peace Army, and set about replanting the forest from scratch. And as the relationship between trees and climate became better understood, their work took on even greater urgency.
ស្រុកខ្មែរយើងឥឡូវនេះមានការផ្លាស់ប្ដូរអាកាសធាតុច្រើនដោយសារថាទីមួយយើងឃើញកម្ដៅកើនឡើងខ្ពស់ជាងធម្មតាព្រោះហើយម្យ៉ាងមួយទៀតភ្លៀងក៏មានការប្រែប្រួលខុសប្រក្រតីដែរយើងមានជំនឿថាដើមឈើនេះវាជួយនាំមកនៅទឹកភ្លៀងដល់កសិករសម្រាប់ការធ្វើស្រែចម្ការហើយនឹងចិញ្ចឹមជីវិតរស់នៅ
So Khon is a farmer who's lived here most of 54 years and has faced a growing struggle cultivating rice. This year the rain has come early, so he's preparing to plant. But last year the rains failed and so did his crops. Back in the forest, the monks are preparing to head back to their villages, and they'll be carrying an important message with them.
Yung will the wing, will the can ram, the can drop wa yung wing, yung nung chop sai.
Just outside the forest, local farmers like So Khon have gathered to pray for a good harvest and to make offerings to the monks. So Khon and his fellow farmers don't have much to give, but they know that, like planting trees, every little bit counts. In the hills of southern Nepal, change is afoot. The crops that are traditionally grown here, like rice, corn, and wheat, have been hard hit by irregular rainfall patterns. And over the course of the last decade, their cultivation has become increasingly difficult, leading some farmers to think the unthinkable. In a country where rice enjoys almost godlike status, giving up its cultivation is not an easy decision to make. But for 24-year-old Pushkar Timal Sina, hardship left him no choice. So Pushkar learnt how to grow bananas instead, a decision that was not popular with his father.
अहिले राम्रै हाम्रो घरको चितानी पर्यो अब पानीको मौसम पनि यो 60 सालदेखि पानी अलि धेरै कम 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 हुँदै हुँदै पनि आजसम्म पानी छैन सुक्खा परेको छ जमिन जता पनि हेरे पनि अनि मैले चाहिँ हुँदैन यो खेती गरेर के हुन्छ भनेर चाहिँ मैले चाहिँ कराएको हो आमा र बाउले कराउँदाखेरि अनि म तिमीहरूले दिए दिन्छौ नदिए म जबरजस्ती रोप्छु भनेर उसले खेताला हालेर आफै खटेर पनि ल्याएर रोपेको हो अब यो ठाउँ ठाउँबाट ल्याएर अनि गरेर हुँदै आएछ अहिले राम्रो हुँदै पनि गएको छ अब कराउने कुरा पनि भएन अनि यही नै हो मेरो कुरा अर्को के भन्ने अब
And Pushkar's father remembers the day his opposition crumbled, the day his wife came back from market, having sold their banana crop for double the amount they were getting for rice. Now the whole family's committed to growing bananas.
नमस्कार
नमस्कार
नमस्कार कति खाँदा
Dinanath Bhandari works for the aid agency Practical Action, who run crop substitution programs like this one. But as he himself cautions, climate change will remain a serious challenge for the people of Nepal.
If the climate change worsens, then one day it may not be able to provide them sufficient food. Then again, they have to switch up to, into other crops. Therefore, if they fail to adapt to the changing climate scenario consequences, if they cannot withstand the impact of climate change, they will lose the crop. Imagine, it's a situation that do or die. Either you adapt or you will die.
Bangladesh is one of the most disaster-prone countries on Earth, with tens of millions of people at risk from floods and cyclones. And every year in Bangladesh, thousands of schools are forced to close by the onset of the monsoon rains. Even though she's only 8 years old, Mohsa Khatun has already missed many school days to floods. But thanks to a former Shidulai resident turned successful big city architect, Mohsa hasn't missed a day of school since 2006. Mohammad Rezwan was himself often unable to go to school during the monsoon, so as soon as he could afford it, he gave up architecture and went back to his village.
Within 2050, 17% of Bangladesh land will go under seawater. So it is better for us to adapt the situation. And our project, the floating education system, it addresses in a way that people can survive during the flooding.
আমাদের দেশে 2 থেকে 3 বার বন্যা হয়। বন্যার সময় অন্য অন্য স্কুল ডুবে যায়, নৌকা স্কুল ডুবে না।
We have successful model of using boats for schooling, library, training centers.
From 18 boats, around 1,500 children are benefited. And through our 10 boat libraries, and around 15,000 library users have been benefited from access to information, books, and also the online resources like daily newspapers.
পানি যত বেশি হবে আমাকে বাড়ি ঘর দু যদি তলায়ও যায় এই গাছ গুলোর তরকারি থাকবে, আমরা ওই নৌকোয় যাই ছিঁড়ে এনে ছেলে মেয়ে নিয়ে রান্না করে খাতে পারবো, বুঝছেন? আবার কিছু বাজারও নিলাম, তো দেশে বন্যা হয়ে গেলে বাড়ি তলায় গেলে তরকারি থায় না, তাই গাছের তরকারি আর কি বাজারে উঠবে।
Sujit Mondal and his wife Rupashi live in one of the most flood prone areas of Bangladesh, and for 6 months of the year their fields are flooded. So every year they build floating gardens out of water hyacinth and straw and grow their crops here instead.
Ha bab dadar kale amar thakur dadar kale je somosto banda gulo dekhechi o banda asche e banda aro onek boro 88 saler banda hoye geche tar pore amra ei gator pore onek din ache bannay gator pore chilam bujchen গাতু বান্ধে বান্ধে এই তো নাড়ার গাতুয়া কোসড়ি দিয়া কোসড়ি ফানা দিয়া গাতু বান্ধে তারপরে ওখানে আমরা থাকছি গরু বাসুর ছাগল এসব রাখিছি।
The technology behind the floating gardens is a simple one that's been practiced for centuries. During prolonged flood seasons, it can make the difference between life and death. So much so that environmental researcher Fahmid Al-Zayed is trying to encourage communities throughout Bangladesh to adopt the technique.
এই প্র্যাকটিসটা বাংলাদেশের অন্যান্য জায়গায় ছড়িয়ে দিতে, কারণ আমরা জানি যে বাংলাদেশ ইজ এ ফ্ল্যাট প্রোন এরিয়া এবং ফ্লাশ ফ্লাড খুব বেশি এবং ডিউ টু ক্লাইমেট চেঞ্জ ফ্লাডের ইন্টেন্সিটি এবং ফ্রিকোয়েন্সিটি আরো অনেক বেশি বেড়ে গেছে।
To close, we would like to sincerely thank the Integrated Regional Information Networks and the United Nations Environment Program for producing The Gathering Storm, The Human Cost of Climate Change, an important series that is building awareness about climate change and how it is affecting people in real life. To view and download The Gathering Storm and other films produced by the Integrated Regional Information Networks, or IREN, please visit www.irennews.org. Find out about the United Nations Environment Programme at www.unep.org. Amiable viewers, thank you for your presence today on our programme. May heaven forever bless our planet.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE